Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So you can get hold of us on the other ways too, the email and stuff like that. But the guy says, I still trust Tyler more with the nuclear codes than the current asshat. Just put them behind the books in the Oval Office. Yeah, they'd be gone. They'd be gone.
Oh, everything would be safe behind the books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought they would. All right. Larry the Cable Guy, Augie Smith, Josh Wolf, all quarantined in their own various places. Going to phone the program later on.
Honor Blackman, Pussy Galore, passed away at the age of 94. Yeah. Some of the players that had, some of the 52 players that had Honor Blackman include, but are not limited to, Craig's Peanut Gallery.
You never really started on that, did you?
Well, just did.
Yeah, but I mean, like, but it's written out that way, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Usually stutter on other words.
Right. Associated Press.
Oh, there's some P's right there. Right there.
That was says he wants to, quote, contribute positive. That's exactly what he
what
said.
That
that's another pod. That's another P.
That is another P, right?
Yeah, but that was in some nice organic stutter.
Right.
Yours was a rehearsed stutter.
Right.
When you read that name.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you do that one. I know the two. I could see you messing up and doing two L's, but doing three is just weird, man.
It's a bit much.
I'm with Josh Blue on that one. Josh Blue laughs at your ass. God, I miss Josh Blue. I can't wait he comes back in the studio.
I'm glad I can make somebody laugh.
Even the guy with cerebral palsy laughs at you.
Not with.
At you. At you.
Daddy Pecker Cheese gets a hit.
Oh, Daddy Pecker Cheese.
Yeah. As does Death Watch.
And I eat Pecker Cheese.
I know you do, Joe.
And Dick Harp likes dead people.
Yeah.
Die, 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 my darling.
That one's always creeps me out.
Doghouse. Let's see. Father Juan's Game of Inches gets a hit.
Oh, no.
By the way, it's got to be 6 feet now, so Father Juan ain't playing a game of inches.
Well, that's a number of inches.
Yeah, that's true.
You can convert.
Yeah. It's
lots of inches.
72? Yeah,
Father Juan.
Am I right?
You're correct.
A lot of these guys, like you said, Todd mentioned, here's a lot of priests are questioning their calling.
Well, yeah.
They can't get close to kids.
What's the upside?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
A lot of blue balls amongst the ranks.
Gas Passer gets a hit.
Oh, yeah.
As does Grab Me by the Orange Sock and Gravy Sucking Whore Dog.
That guy was pissed when he used that name. That's somebody. Right. No leaderboard change?
No leaderboard change.
All right.
None at all. People are learning to play new instruments and getting voice lessons now.
Yeah, Todd's picked your sax back up,
no,
right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, just your sack.
Yeah.
You picked your sack back up.
Start playing that at 8 p.m. every night.
Yeah. Haven't even given it a thought.
Unfortunately, somebody's picked up the drums again. How annoying would that be in your house if it isn't you? It's bad enough hearing bad guitar chords, but when you hear just drums the whole time in the house, oh, my God.
Did we get an email on that? Or did we just have that discussion the other day? Somebody just bought their kid a new drum set.
That was like a month ago, right before the close down.
And now there's no getting away from it.
No, no.
Like the first week of quarantine, I saw that Fender was giving away. They have like an online learn how to play guitar school.
Right, right.
And I saw the story that they were giving away like 100,000 3-month subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, you know, there's a guitar upstairs. Nobody's, you know what? I'm going to sign up. And so I signed up, and I got a free 3-month subscription to learn how to play guitar through Fender. Haven't touched it yet.
Yeah. Well, your daughter could teach you more than that thing right away, at least the chords.
Yeah, but she's still learning. I didn't want her to try to be a teacher.
Got it. True.
You know, just you learn the things you're learning.
She'd look at you like Nick's kids. What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, and I might not be a good student.
Yeah. A listener. Somebody telling you what to do.
I think my kids are going to kill each other.
Really? How's it going?
Yeah. Not good.
No.
We were playing horse last night.
Okay, at least you're outside.
Yeah, the younger two, just in between every shot, just fighting about something.
Yeah.
I'm like, just please.
Yeah, when anybody's on edge, you got to realize everybody's on edge. So you almost have to give that person a break for snapping a little bit.
Yeah.
If they give you a break for snapping a little bit.
Because that gets contagious.
That's the key.
When everybody's edgy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's infectious.
Well, they're just poking at each other all day long for, you know, it's going to be weeks and weeks.
I don't think they understand the weeks and week part either. They don't.
No.
No. Unless you just think it's a hoax and just go visit everybody.
Yeah. Well, then it's like, okay, we kind of get through the horse game. It's like, well, now let's all sit at the same table and eat. That'll go well.
Some of the biggest providers of online music lessons and voice coaching say that business is booming.
All right, stand by.
Who's this?
Joe America.
Oh.
With something about music, I'm sure.
Well, he's a drummer.
Well, Joe can actually play the drums.
I know.
So.
He's a talented musician.
I still wouldn't want him in the house just playing the whole time, though.
Hey, you know, I got a couple extra sets and I get free lessons.
Yeah, my wife would kill me if I set drums up downstairs and played those all damn night. Although, it would take out some frustration, man. Yeah.
You know, my son plays drums, and he's actually very good. But, when we had them in the house, I couldn't handle it.
You couldn't handle hearing other people playing because you're not actually hearing them?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny.
I knew my mom was a saint, but I played all the damn time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And she had 5 other kids there. With the whole neighborhood and all that stuff, but I'm up there banging on drums hours every day.
And you weren't in some isolated soundproof room back in those days either. You were in just a house that filled the whole place up, right?
Right. That was just, hey, leave Joe alone. He's practicing. Yeah, that's very important. Yeah.
Mom, obviously.
I can't even believe it.
Yeah. she learned to block out the noise,
but
apparently.
Joe can't handle the sound of drums from somebody else in the house. I love that.
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
Have you picked up a new instrument since you're quarantined?
Yes, I did. I picked up a guitar.
How you sound?
I don't know. I couldn't do the first chord. My fingers just didn't bend that way. So I went, well, that'll take a little longer than I thought it would.
Well, Puss has an online guitar school he's not using, so maybe that can help you.
Talk could bring over a sax and annoy you more.
Hey, that'd be fine.
No, he'd have to stand outside Joe's house and annoy the neighborhood.
Serenade him outside the window while Joe looks at you. That'd be hot. Yeah.
Or we can drum along with Joe on Zoom sometime this week.
Oh, that sounds like fun, yeah.
Maybe I should give lessons online. Yeah, that's what I should.
Yeah, something.
All right, stay safe, man. Wash your hands.
All right.
Wash your drum kit.
Yeah, my daughter's guitar lessons have been on Zoom now.
Yeah.
Just hooked up through the computer.
How much did it cost you that you're blowing any money on that? 3 months.
Nothing. It was free. That's
free. Oh, yeah.
It was free. That's why I signed up is because they were giving them away. I thought, well, okay, sure.
Right.
And I still say to myself, I'm gonna fire that thing up here.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
One of the places says
we don't have much time, really.
One of the places.
Yeah. When are you gonna do that?
Except all of it.
Except we have all the time.
One of the places that's seeing a 20% increase in their online lesson service says the most popular lessons are piano, guitar, and voice. Another place says their most popular offerings are guitar, violin, piano, and ukulele.
Ah, okay.
Oh, God.
Ukulele.
I'd rather have a drum practicing drums than ukulele.
No.
I took a handful of guitar lessons in high school, and the teacher had a gigantic Coke nail.
Oh, really?
A big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you know he's a good teacher.
Yeah. Was the Coke any good?
Yeah, it's like, can you teach me the solo to Detroit Rock City? He's like, I really don't like teaching songs. I'm like, well, that's kind of the only reason I'm here.
Yeah. Maybe you stop doing coke, you can teach songs. That should have been your line, but
I think my son invested in a ukulele before it all went down. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because he was in here.
Oh, yeah, I saw him on the beach playing that. Yeah,
when his woman went to Aruba.
Yeah.
So he needed to bring something along to entertain himself.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I saw that Jay Cutler and his wife, Kristen Cavallari, hot chick, they were filming the reality show in the Bahamas when everything shut down. They can't get back. So they're in some beach house in the Bahamas. So I didn't see the people hating on him, but there were people hating on him because I guess they posted pictures of them quarantining because there's actually in the Bahamas, there's a curfew even. But they're on the beach in a beach house. I'm thinking, why are you mad at him? I mean, there's ways to be, because you.
Yeah, they have the resources.
Yeah, but they were there when it happened, too. It ain't like they went on vacation. They didn't go on vacation.
I think I'd read the same story.
I'm thinking, why are they mad at them? I'm thinking they're just stuck where they're stuck at.
Yeah, they got stranded.
We all like to be stuck there.
According to a.
Especially because they have all the money in the world anyway.
Article I read, apparently that same thing had happened to Springsteen.
Really?
He's in Ireland somewhere.
Is he really?
Because he was going to be playing like somebody's wedding. Some important person was getting married and he'd agreed to play some super secret gig. And then it all went down while they were there. And so he just rented a house and was like, well, I guess we're staying here.
So he's staying there, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Is he there?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'd also read that apparently Todd, your boy, Aaron Rodgers, got out of Argentina or somewhere in South America with about 15 minutes to spare before they shut down the airport.
Really?
Private plane, but so it helped them get out quicker.
Right,
But they literally had to run through the airport to get on the private plane and get out before they shut down the airport.
I would think other countries would rather be there than this country right now.
Yeah. Let's get home.
Some other countries are doing it right. Some are not, obviously.
We're talking
I'm
about
sure
people
a lot
who have resources.
Are having more difficulties than we are.
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are, Craig. Especially third world countries are the Bahamas sounds nice.
It does. I mean, always.
Apparently some Airbnb was offering getaways, like excursions for getaways. So you're bored at your house, go to another house, and they got shamed.
Yeah.
Completely shamed. They were offering, well, this house is empty. You want to go quarantine there? They can offer it up. You can go there.
Yeah, you don't know how that's been cleaned.
Well, they would probably clean whatever. It was just bad taste, obviously.
Even if it was down the block and you wanted to go to a different house, you don't know what kind of condition that's in.
No, this wasn't down the block. These were, you would go and make, you would just drink your car and go stay somewhere else.
I didn't know Jay Cutler had a reality show.
No, she does.
It's
called Very Cavallari or whatever like that. Yeah, she's gorgeous. Jesus.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
I don't watch it, but I just saw it was under it.
They saw a picture that they posted. It was him and her and a couple of dudes, and it looked like a total gangbang situation.
Well, there was it's her, her makeup artist is stuck there with her fiance. So that might be it. I forget if it's four dudes or I don't know how many guys, Of course, it's always a gangbang situation if it's one girl. Of course, Nick.
That's right.
Yeah, you sound like us more and more every day. That's going to be a gangbang situation. But I think if you have a really nice house and you're stuck in it, you really shouldn't be shamed for being stuck in your house. Now, they're not really doing that for... I know some people are trying to shame celebrities because they're at home, but you know what? That's where they live.
And
there are rich people that aren't celebrities, by the way, that live in nice houses, and nobody's yelling at them, right?
Not that I heard.
Okay, all right.
I've seen backlash against some of the celebrities that complain about it. when they're like, oh, the song will be like you're in a major. Well, yeah.
Why can't we all complain?
Oh, there was backlash against one person. I forget who it was. Maybe David Geffen or something. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did say something. He said something wrong, I think.
He was doing this on a yacht.
Yes.
Yeah. And put out pictures of, you know, quarantining on a yacht.
Yeah.
And people were like, eh, come on. You're
yeah,
an ass.
Yeah, he shouldn't have put the picture out of him quarantining. If you're stuck on the yacht, fine, but don't put out pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
Roughing it.
Yeah. Although I think that's what happened with Cutler. He took a picture in with a volleyball standing on a beach because it's pretty much a private beach house somewhere, so nobody's out there. But it looked like sounds like fun.
Well, he created the perception of maybe they're having a little fun.
Yeah.
God forbid anybody have any fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Although fun is dead.
We do assume that any celebrity or famous person has everything they want at home. I did read an article yesterday that said Giannis Antetokounmpo, the dude from the Bucks.
MVP. Yeah.
Apparently, he lives in like a condo in downtown Milwaukee. Doesn't have access to a basketball hoop.
Oh,
the one thing he would actually want to have,
right? Exactly.
That many people just have in their driveway.
Right.
Doesn't have one.
Oh, and he can't go.
Can't even shoot hoops.
Yeah, can't go to the park or anything.
Nope.
That's probably shut down.
Nope.
No, he's recognizable too.
No access to a basketball hoop.
All right. Well, they're not playing anyway.
But you know, you still want to work out and stay in shape. Do something.
He comes back and starts missing shots by like 8 feet.
Yeah.
He's going to.
Yeah, he's put on 25 pounds.
They yell air ball with every one of his shots. Air ball.
You look like you haven't shot in like 3 months. Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's probably throwing everything around his house.
I know, you're right. He's throwing a lot of paper into the trash can.
Jumping.
The
neighbors below him are annoyed.
Right.
He's jumping all the time.
There's Giannis again.
Yeah, we'll let it go. He gets his ticket.
Yeah.
Probably not even enough room for him to jump. He put his head through the ceiling.
Well, it's a condo, and the money he has is probably a really nice condo.
Might be a multi-level condo.
Yeah, right.
He might have a vaulted ceiling.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
He might.
In one of the rooms, at least.
Yeah, he could put the trash can up on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably get it 10 feet high.
Oh, yeah. He did what we did as kids. You tape something to the door, man.
Or you can order one of those Nerf ball basketball sets from Amazon.
Something like that, for instance.
Yeah. You could probably get one with his picture on it.
Yeah.
At technologyreview.com, Abby Olheiser writes that introverts are not as satisfied as they could be or feel that they should be in this time of social distancing.
That's Todd, then.
Yeah, that's because everybody's staying at home.
People are finding ways to intrude into the introversion. People filled offices, gyms, bars, and coffee shops are now all in your living room, your former sanctuary. Friends, family, acquaintances make plans to sip quarantinis or have Netflix viewing parties or just catch up over Google Hangouts, and they won't leave you alone.
Yeah, well.
Yep.
I don't feel sorry.
Home used to be a sanctuary. Now you're absolutely right. It's the office. It's the gym. It's the epicenter of everything.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been getting many requests to hang out with people.
No, I'm not really an introvert, though. I know that Todd is, and Craig says he is.
There is now, and Ashley argues for everyone, not just introverts, a feeling of being socially overwhelmed, despite the fact that we're staying as far away from each other as we can.
Oh, because people are calling them at their house now. Because the rest of us are out doing stuff. Now they're calling the introverts, saying, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, how do you tell your group chat of friends that you just need a night alone at home when you're alone at home all the time anyway?
Yeah, I can see that.
They say everybody's processing a lot of anxiety right now. According to Pam Rutledge, a social scientist and director of the Media Psychology Research Center, but their lives at home and the way they process that anxiety are vastly different. For some, staying home means solitude and a lot of extra time. Others are trying to finish school, homeschool children, or work under difficult conditions. As one group is looking for something to do, another group wants a free minute and needs to hunt for toilet paper. So we're all dealing with this differently. Staying at home with others places a burden on introverts because they're not wired for full-time interaction.
No, and there are a lot of people who are probably going through everyone on their contact list, just reaching out. Hey, how you doing? Just checking in.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any invitations for video chats, but I've gotten a couple of random texts from friends.
Texts are fine, but you're right.
That's kind of nice.
I'm not spending a half hour on the phone with anybody.
Oh, I get a notice every once in a while. Hey, we're going to have a little virtual happy hour on Zoom. Why don't you join us?
Nah.
Is that on social media that you get that?
That would be on Facebook.
Yeah. Delete.
Well, that's better, because you can't tell people you're not feeling well.
No.
Right.
No, I'm not going to join. I'm not feeling very good. Everyone will think you're dying. Like,
plus,
no, it's just diarrhea.
Plus, if you're actually with somebody in person, you can't have silence. Looking at somebody on a screen, there can't be silence. I mean, I did that with our friends, but we talked for 3 hours because we just haven't seen each other in a long time, and we just wrapped and got drunk because him and I could talk forever. But the fact is, and the wives knew each other and liked each other too, that helped. But if you have a person that doesn't talk much on one of those, what are you doing? You're sitting there looking at each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So why do it?
Yeah. Just fire it up, sit there for about a minute and a half, silence.
Right.
All right, then.
Right. And there's also nothing really. There's nothing, something in the area that's visually the same for you. Like, you're at a restaurant or a bar, you can say, hey, look at that dude, and you talk about something, you know, but you're not really doing anything.
Yeah. Well, at a bar, if you're hanging out with 10 people or so, you are going to have side conversations with the guy next to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to step away. You're going to go over here. You're going to. But on this thing,
you can't, you're
there's
stuck.
All 10 people right there on the screen.
Yeah, and what if it's just you and somebody else, and you're just looking at each other, or just three of you? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, as an introvert, you can't, I'll be there. And you can't flake out on social functions because it's all gone virtual.
Well,
it'll come to you.
I think
the social function.
Yeah. Don't pick up your phone.
Comes
man.
To you. But yeah, that's the only option is to not pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't quietly slip out the door without saying goodbye to everybody on a video chat, right, Craig?
You can I don't know. I don't do video chats.
All of a sudden, the screen can just go away.
You can just remove
you can
yourself.
Just hang up. Remove yourself in the video chat. You're just not there anymore.
Yes, but it's very
my
obvious.
My phone hung up.
He was there for 30 seconds.
Oh, it hung up. That was an accident. I don't know nothing about computers. I can't get back. Honest.
Well, I don't know if anybody else
I'm not going to try.
I'll just drive by and wave.
Experiencing
speaking of
this,
not knowing anything about computers.
I had an session with my therapist yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And it was, the telehealth thing. But
are you afraid she's somebody else is behind her listening to you guys?
No, she's at her house.
I know that, but...
Yeah,
what about you?
Yeah.
Somebody might be behind you.
Oh, well, Christy's right there. But, I don't tell my therapist anything. I don't tell my wife. Everybody knows everything. But because the internet was getting a little overwhelmed, it kept cutting out. It depends upon the time of day that this happens. The internet gets overloaded on certain times of day.
Are you afraid somebody actually hearing stuff? Because they're saying people are hacking these things.
Well, some of them you have less worries than others, fewer worries than others.
Yeah,
just don't use the Zoom.
I come on here and say the exact same thing I said to my therapist.
Oh, so I thought I thought you had more personal stuff you don't bring up on the radio. You have to have, wouldn't you have more personal stuff?
I don't know. Everything's going great.
No, no.
There you go.
No, but I mean, I would think that all of us would say stuff we'd never say on the radio.
Well, if you're going to tell us the same stuff you're telling your therapist, I'm going to give you a bill.
Yeah, why pay her then?
I want my billable hours.
Yeah. Why pay her then?
Well, no. You don't want to hear a lot of stuff I say to the therapist.
Yeah.
Well, you just said you say the same things on the air.
You did say that.
I'm just
saying, what if you talk about something really, really personal that you don't talk to anybody about, and it's on Zoom, and then somebody hears it? Hey, I heard Todd. I mean, somebody hacked it or something like that.
Yeah, so you're overhearing some dude that's just like, damn, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I didn't know. I've never been to a therapist.
I mean, I knew he was a whack job, but wow.
Yeah, I don't think I mentioned anything that I wouldn't mention on the air.
I didn't know that. I thought therapy was for really hardcore
deep,
issues.
Dark secrets.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we go into a little more depth. She gives me some coping mechanisms.
More than get over it?
Yeah. Or Tito's and weed? In the morning.
Well, she's a little concerned about that.
Yeah.
So she tries to coach me through that.
She's never encouraging you to smoke a bowl?
Yeah, she doesn't discourage that. She didn't bum on me for that.
It's the alcohol?
Yeah.
Like measuring the days by handles of Tito's. She have an issue with
she
that?
She might not approve of that.
She gives me a little homework every once in a while, and I never get around to reading it. So she quizzes me about that.
You get yelled at.
I'll do that when I have the time.
Yeah.
Isn't it you that's the guy griping about having too much time?
Yeah.
All right, just making sure.
He does.
Don't go
just
there right now.
Making sure
Craig.
We're all on the same page.
Yeah. Don't go there right now, Craig.
Yeah, I don't need too much.
But he is right, though. He can do his homework if he's got time.
I'm not doing homework for someone I'm paying. Forget that.
No, you got to do your part, too. But I'd rather look for stories for Craig.
Thank you.
That's how
I would rather that, too.
That's how I'm spending my time.
Hi, I'm Todd.
I know, you called me.
Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy, right?
Yep. All right. Come up next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.